385 Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Documenting the crisis of our republic, waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Aaron Weeks, and it continues to be the 8th of November 2014, moving rapidly through the fall months, and winter will be right around the corner here in southern Michigan. They're predicting a very hard and harsh winter, at least the Farmer's Almanac is, as I yeah, they're saying it's going to be just as bad as last year. Last year was pretty bad, actually, here. We had our first major snowstorm of the season in January. Prior to that, we had a big ice storm. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there was one day right at the opening, right out of the gate, where I literally worked all night to try to get home from work. And I thought, you know, I've never shoveled so much in my entire life. I actually left work 2 hours early. It was 10 p.m. at night. Left there and went I drove in to Jackson, you know, because I was afraid of using the country roads. Want to minimize my time on that, but it was just snowing to beat anything. And when I got down there, I didn't see a single snow truck. Sat at the store waiting for one to go by. Finally, I decided to brave it, and against my better judgment, drove the 10 minutes through the countryside to try to get to my house. And I would literally be driving through what is almost formidable walls of snow. And it would slow me down. I would keep going until I got to a point where there was a curve in the road. I turned and had to go uphill at the same time. And it slowed me down to the point where I literally got stuck. And so luckily some couple folks came along with a pickup truck, pushed me up the hill, got me going again. Got to my road, and it hadn't been plowed, so I aimed at the road, got stuck again. I sat there for quite a while. Luckily, I had brought a snow shovel with me in preparation, so I got out, literally had to shovel the road to get going again. Got up the hill and aimed at my driveway, got stuck again, and shoveled out. Anyway, bottom line is, by the time I finally got home, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I had literally spent from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. trying to get home. So I'm not looking forward to another winter, needless to say. Those of you folks in the South, you consider, count your blessings. Anyway, I don't want to talk us out of time. I want to bring up Eleanor White this hour because there is an issue that very well often is overlooked in this nation where we have everything thrown at us all the time. In the background, there are people who are dealing with a problem that they that really affects every aspect of their life. That literally every day they are being forced to deal with things like dead animals in their mailboxes or on their doorsteps, loss of sleep due to various electronic weaponry piercing the walls, you know, radio frequency excitation, for lack of a better word, and the various other means of harassment. Some of you folks might be out there, you might have actually experienced some of this. Eleanor White has, and she's wanting to talk about it, and I think it's important to give her audience, because I think this is something that everyone, we need to raise awareness of this issue. A lot of these people, and I've talked to many over the years, when they start trying to share the harassment experiences that they've had, a lot of folks would just write them off as being lunatics, being crazy. And yet their experiences are very real, and when people are around them, they can see firsthand, well, wait a minute, I guess they're not nuts. I guess they're not crazy. This is really going on. Eleanor White, welcome back to Govern America.
Hi, Darren. Thanks very much for having me.
Hey, it's a blessing. Blessing to have you. I think what you're doing is very important. You've been out there for many, many years. You yourself, as I mentioned, you were in a targeted individual. Can you share a little bit about your experiences when you started to get harassed by this thing? And I guess we can broaden out and talk about who's doing it, why, what their motivations are. But tell us a little bit about your experiences.
Okay, first of all, a lot of us targets call the crime organized stalking and electronic harassment because there are two phases to it. One mm-hmm. is the stalking in the community, and the other is electronic harassment, which makes use of through-wall technology to keep the harassment up even in the privacy of your home. Now, in my case, in 1980, my first inkling that I was a target was I was walking home from work, and I was near where I was living, and a strange-looking guy brushed past me on a bicycle on the sidewalk and stopped and just glared at me as if he just hated me, and I had no idea who he was. And then when I got inside the building, I found people in the building making all kinds of strange and loud noise, and that noise campaign kept up indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And I found that I suddenly couldn't sleep, and this wasn't because of the noise. This was later on in the evening. I simply couldn't fall asleep, and of course I've since learned that certain radio frequency signals are capable of preventing you from sleeping. And so this has been 34 years now since 1980.
Yeah. And is it still going on for you?
Oh yes. I think out of the several thousand that we network with across the globe, maybe half a dozen have reported that their harassment has stopped.
Hmm. So, how long has this been going on, Eleanor? I mean, you said your experience has been going on since the 1980s. Do we have any idea just how far back this goes or where these programs began?
Yes, we do. We have an ex-American Army intelligence officer who has been stalked and harassed now for just about half a century. So that would put it the mid 60s.
Okay.
And in fact, she wanted to retire, with 20 years in the Army, but they wouldn't let her. They harassed her so badly she had to get out.
And who's they? Who are we talking about here that engages?
We don't know exactly because the harassers don't speak to you generally, and if they do, they don't tell you anything of value. However, as best we can tell, and with the help of an investigation done by a private investigator named David Lawson, it appears this is a political movement of some sort, and it's very similar to political thuggery during the run-up to an overt dictatorship. For example, it's similar. It would be like if Hitler's brown shirts didn't wear uniforms. Mm-hmm. They just did nasty things that people at the regime didn't like. And it looks very political from the inside. It doesn't look as if the movement really particularly dislikes the targets or anything. They feel they're doing a great work for society, and they spread lies so that the frontline harassers will do their work diligently because they think they're going after serious criminals. Many of us have been said to be child molesters, for example. I know I have. And that's a very easy way to get the community to harass somebody is to tell lies.
Yeah. Yeah, I could understand that because when you're in a public place and people have made allegations, hey, you see that person over there? They've done this heinous thing. And all of a sudden, even without maybe even meaning to, people's whole attitudes will change about you. That's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. When you say it's a political movement, you know, one thing that comes to my mind is how it's come out in recent years. In fact, it's really not anything new. The government uses the IRS to target individuals for auditing and things like that who are political enemies of the administration in charge. Are these the types of things you're dealing with, or does it go much deeper than that?
Well, it's more comprehensive. The harassers don't leave any stone unturned. If there is any possible way they can make your life miserable, they will do so. they get right down. For example, I like to hang out with wildlife, and the harassers will. I'm way up in the bush here, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I'm in places where nobody in their right mind spends lots of time walking.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Government America. Our guest is Eleanor White, and I apologize. The clock got us, Eleanor. I have, for some reason today, I've just been doing a terrible job watching the clock, but okay, I want to say a word to our tech, too, at RBN. I'm getting some extraneous voices on the line here. Hello? Yeah. I'm hearing people do a mic check in my ear, please. Can you kill that audio? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Darren.
Yeah, I'm getting I'm getting people doing mic checks and things in the headset. If you can kill that audio.
I hear the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
Darren, anyway,
Eleanor,
we'll try to forge ahead here.
Right.
You were just, before the break, we were talking about how I used as an analogy the fact that the government does audits and uses various political weapons in a political fight to try to stop people or to try to harass people from, you know, who are maybe politically on the opposite side of things. And you were sharing a little bit of how deep this whole rabbit hole goes with regard to the use and abuse of power. how far up in the chain of government does this thing go? It goes all the way to the federal level, doesn't it?
Well, the most authoritative information we have is that investigation by private investigator David Lawson, who did a lot of traveling in the U.S. and Canada, and found that there were cells of these organized stalkers virtually everywhere he went, and he could not get above the operations level. The only thing he could find out about the leaders is that they move into a town, they recruit for a cause, but they stay aloof from those who actually do the harassing. And some of them claim to have links to the intelligence services.
Mm.
But Lawson couldn't find anything above that level, above that local supervisory level. So we don't know. However, there's a striking resemblance to COINTELPRO, the FBI's program of harassing activists in the 1960s.
Yeah.
And so you could say this is COINTELPRO, but expanded to take into account everyone.
Yeah. Okay, I guess what we really need to do is outline some of the points that people, the abuses that people have to undergo on a daily basis. We touched upon a few of them, but can you expand upon that and tell just how horrible it gets? Because really, I mean, this is for those that are targeted, it gets to be the point in many cases where it really is debilitating. I mean, what we're talking about here are just really nasty attacks, right?
That's right. And again, they're attacks by people who believe you deserve it because you are some sort of criminal. So they're not doing it because they hate you. They're doing it because they've been told you need to be treated this way.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list prepared here. One of the most common is that your furniture or belongings are moved when you get home after you've been out.
And so home invasion.
I'm sorry?
Home invasion.
Yeah, but that sounds like, oh, well, I don't care if somebody moves my furniture. Well, you do care if it happens for a few decades. You know, if it happens once, your feathers would be ruffled, and that would be the end of it. Along with that same type of thing, you'll find artificially placed dirt, cigarette butts, and when pennies were available, pennies were left around. And these didn't come from you. And you find your consumable supplies dumped, and that can include prescription medicine, by the way. Mm-hmm. Not completely. They don't dump it all, but they dump a good portion of it, and they like to do it especially when you're down to about one quarter remaining, and then they will dump almost all of it after you're down to about 25% of the container. Sometimes your doors will be standing open when you get home. They love to steal small items, too small for police to take action. And then when you finally are forced to replace the items, they will return the items. Noise is a big one. In apartment buildings, they manage to acquire an apartment next door or right above or right under, and they use that to make sure that your attempts to sleep are inhibited. They may not do it all night, but they will do it often enough that you will arrive at work the next day in pretty poor shape.
Yeah. Well, sleep deprivation is a big one because it literally throws you off in everything. I mean, if you go along enough without sleep, I mean, you'll start hallucinating and everything else. So that's
For a couple of years, I went through a period when electronically they allowed me zero sleep. I mean, zero, none. And amazingly, I found that by lying still on the bed all night, I was able to make it through the next day. It was misery, but I was able to make it. But you can't get up and do things. You have to stay in a dark room, lying flat and still.
Hmm.
So another thing, of course, is sabotage. They like to put rips in your clothing. They like to snap your furniture. And how are you going to go to police with a chair with the leg broken, for example? Once in a great while, they will be a little bit aggressive, and they will hacksaw something. But even then, I mentioned this casually to police. I didn't call the police for that item, but I did mention it to them. They said, oh, well, you just did that to get attention. So that's the kind of problem we're up against. The police, a few officers, and very few, have told our members privately that they are being ordered to deny this is possible. And
wow.
Occasionally an officer will start to work on a case and he will be ordered off and moved to a different station.
So there are some police that are aware that
issue. I think they're all aware. That's my experience. I mean, you know, I've spent some time talking with them. You can tell when somebody's aware, you know, the body language and so on. They're aware.
Mm-hmm. Talk about workplace targeting, you know, what they do on the job.
Yeah, lots of that. Now, one of my duties at my last full-time technical job was looking after the computer system. And that is a gold mine for saboteurs, because everything was sabotaged, and they would sabotage it just as I was about to take my first bite of lunch or just as I was walking out the door to go home. And
they make it look like you're not competent on the job?
Yeah, but they also maximize the impact on your schedule. And, for instance, they would do things like they would put loose parts, computer parts, inside a computer so it rattled around in there to make it look as if I had left the part in there.
Yeah. What other things are we talking about here, Eleanor?
Well, they replace your clothing with inferior clothing, and usually the replacement item is too small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good because clothing is not cheap these days. I have a friend in Texas who's a target, and believe it or not, she went away for about a week, and when she came home, her dishwasher had been replaced with an inferior unit, only partly working, a different brand.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, we got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue this on the other side, and I want to get deeper into this, because as we see, literally every aspect of a target's life is impacted by this. And so we're trying to raise awareness of a very real problem that a lot of people are facing here in America today, and maybe even worldwide. As we talk to Eleanor, we'll find out a little bit from her on people's efforts to try to get out of the reach of these perpetrators, I guess, for lack of a better word. This is Governed America. Stay with us. We're talking about organized stalking and electronic harassment here on RBN. Don't go away.
Thirty-five % of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail. Anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
People out there that are feeling the same way. They live with it every day, and it's those that are victims, targeted individuals of electronic harassment and organized stalking. Welcome back to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest is Eleanor White, and she's talking about an experience that she has lived very intimately with for many, many years, and it's the subject of electronic harassment and organized stalking. Situations where people tamper with your mail. They steal important papers, and it even goes to the point of their pets being terrorized, and even in some cases even killed, right, Eleanor?
That is correct, and we had one fellow who had his dog. He came home and he found the dog blinded, and the dog's water just was full of antifreeze.
Oh, my gosh. So these people are terribly ruthless, and, you know, it seems like I remember interviewing somebody. In fact, I think you were the one that referred me to them. There were a couple of people we brought on to talk about this in their experiences, and they were actually attempted to be recruited by some of these people to go and, like, it seems like I remember some woman being recruited to go do this to her ex-husband. And she refused, and as a result, she was actually being targeted. She was the targeted individual. How often does this happen, the attempts to recruit, and when you refuse to go along, then they turn around and turn on you?
Well, my best guess is that that kind of thing happens a lot. However, it's very rare that one of our members reports such an attempt. Very few of our members report such attempts, although they do happen.
Mm-hmm. You've been kind of a leader in this whole issue for a long time, and you have a community of people that you're in contact with, and I would imagine it's been growing over the years. Is it a pretty vibrant community?
Well, it's a busy community, and I would have to say that globally there are probably 5,000 or 6,000 targets who keep in touch, but of course many in China don't keep in touch with North America and so on because of the language difference. But
right.
My little e-booklet on the subject comes in several translated versions, so I can see quite a few translated version hits on the statistics. So yes, it's busy worldwide.
Can you talk about the victims? Who are the ones that are targeted most frequently? Who are the people that make the best targets?
Well, most of them, in my experience, and that's many years of talking to others, the majority don't know why they were chosen. And if this is political thuggery, which I believe it is, that's about right. Political thuggery doesn't care who you are. They just want to make a better world, and they'll pick on anybody they can. So that's why a lot of them don't seem to have a reason why. Among the 30%ers who do have some idea of why they were chosen, you have government and corporate whistleblowers, disputes over inheritance, a hostile divorce situation, witnesses to crime, and occasionally truth-telling talk show hosts get some, and I emphasize the word some, of the harassment. I haven't heard of a host who's become a full-fledged target, but I have heard reports from over 20 Patriot Radio hosts, for example, who've had some degree of the assaults we experience. Far less of them, but some of them anyway.
Well, I think that probably the ability to talk about it and expose it probably helps. I know from my personal experience, I haven't had any of the insane stuff that you lay out here. However, I have had helicopters fly over the house and hover a number of times since I've started on this network, sometimes for like 15 minutes at a time. And these are low-altitude, military-style helicopters. And then there have been other occasions where I have been followed. So, I mean, I whether that's a part of that or a coincidence, I don't know. But, the thing is that when these things are going on, it can really, drive a person crazy, especially to the point where I remember talking to people and having the relatives of the individual think that they're losing their minds because the kinds of things they're talking about, for somebody to go to this kind of trouble, just to drive a person up the wall or to get some kind of revenge upon somebody, it seems quite unlikely because it would cost a whole lot of money.
Well, of course, that's why, Darren, I'm saying it's a political movement. This would be insane to focus it on one individual. But if it's a political movement being kept covert, well, of course you're going to find a lot of resources put into it. And this is another mechanism of control on top of all the others we have to deal with.
Yeah. What do you think that people can do? I mean, what do you hope to accomplish aside from maybe raising awareness about this issue, Eleanor?
Well, after 34 years of dealing with this, my opinion is that there is one thing that would completely stop it, but it will never happen. And that is for people to make this, and when I say people, I mean non-targets, for non-targets to make this an item of conversation. Simply talking about it, generating awareness, would put immense, subtle but immense pressure on officials to start doing something about this. Right now, the officials deny it happens, and because nobody in the public talks about it, they get away with it. But they couldn't if it was being talked about. So talk about it. That's my answer.
Yeah. People, I would like to see really a network of folks get together and organize with you, because in order for this to take place, to stop, you know, we're talking about military type of weaponry being used on the civilians, the civilian population. You describe in some of your notes about bee stings and, you know, sharp stabbing pains. You know, we already talked about sleep deprivation. This is something that would have to be a part in order for this to happen. I would think that this would have to be, the military would have to be involved in this, right?
Well, at least military technology. A lot of targets believe the military is after them. And I don't know. See, the problem is that in any crime, the crime victim normally goes to police, and the police investigate and provide the evidence. But that doesn't happen in this case. If you approach a police officer and say, I'm a target of organized stalking, they say, well, you need to go see a psychiatrist.
How many cases have there been where people have actually been able to document some of this type of activity?
Well, you can document all you like. I had a 2-inch thick binder of documentation myself, and the police just laughed at it. They say, we're not going to read that. That's all delusion. So, you know, the problem is that the point of documenting is kind of silly because the police refuse to look at it.
Yeah.
This is the problem. And actually, police know about it.
But it would be useful if you can share that information. Like, I've seen a number of different people on YouTube come out with videos on how, you know, showing how they're being followed, showing what the stalkers actually do. And, you know, I think it really does help raise awareness, which to me it looks like the biggest problem that we face in getting this issue out and making people aware that this is going on is incredulity. You know, it's hard to believe that they would go to this length of trouble.
You're getting into a real problem area here, and this is so sad that I have to say this. But unfortunately, I've looked at a lot of those videos, and to me, most of them look like life is going on normally. They don't look like anything serious is happening. There might be something annoying going on, but it's far from a huge program 24/7, 365. And another problem is that when a target is completely worn out as a result of being harassed to within an inch of their life, they lose the ability to be laid back and, you know, use their critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
And so they'll pick up somebody's claim, which is just a pure guess.
Okay, hold it right there. Keep your thoughts in place. We'll pick it up on the other side, and I'll give the floor to you so you can get out what you want. Stay with us. Eleanor White is here. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're in the home stretch of the broadcast, visiting with Eleanor White, talking about the very creepy subject, but very real subject of organized stalking and electronic harassment. And Eleanor sharing her experiences, as well as that of many other folks, many other people that are dealing with this issue on a daily basis. Eleanor, do these people that are engaging in this type of harassment, do they often know the targeted individual beforehand?
Very rarely. If they do, it's sort of at arm's length, like they might be a staff member in your building, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And these stalker networks, what kind of caliber of people are we talking about here? Are we generally the people that take part in their harassment, are they kind of from all walks of life?
Absolutely. They're everything from homeless and small children right up to highly placed professionals.
And you said that basically that they, the fact that they do small things in most cases, or in some cases, something that you can't really pinpoint or nail down as being from a, you know, an actual crime that you can take to the police if the police would even listen, you know, and then the fact that the blame is kind of spread out over a large group of people kind of gives them a level of plausible deniability.
Yes, it does, for sure.
Now, the tactics that they engage in, we've named off several. Are there more?
Well, there are quite a few. Why don't I introduce my e-booklet? It's 50 pages.
Okay.
And, there's a kind of a long website URL. It's not hard to remember. It's Random Collection. The two words run together. RANDOMCOLLECTION. RandomCollection.info. INFO.
Okay.
And then forward slash. Then OS.T. PDF, Oscar Sierra Doc Papa Delta Foxtrot.
Okay.
And that's a 50-page booklet that will give you, it's a good overview of this crime and such factual information as we have on it. Now, there is one important piece of information. It's a U.S. Department of Justice report in January 2009 called Stalking Victimization in the U.S. And in that report, it showed that 13.1% or one case out of every eight of stalking reported to the police involved three or more stalkers. So one case in eight is not that uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of this happening. It's just nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah. We do have a caller on the line, and if I remember correctly, I think this is a gentleman who himself has been a victim of this type, some of this type of activity. Warner in Canada. Warner. Oh, he dropped. I'm sorry. All right. Well, so we're dealing with things like computerized harassment. What else do we, voice to skull technology? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's kind of a sexy one. It is possible and has been for decades to transmit voice into someone's skull wirelessly with no device or implant at the receiving end.
Yeah, this is a very well-documented technology, too, by the way. I remember talking about, reading from articles here on the show where this was being used by advertisers. So people would be walking along the sidewalk, and they would be beaming these things on the sidewalk where people would actually see a billboard, and they would actually hear the audio in their head.
Well, on the receiving end, it sounds very similar, but that's actually a different technology. What you're talking about is acoustic heterodyning, which is a pair of ultrasound signals that are beamed at your head, and when the two signals hit your head, the audible sound content spills out and you hear it. That's not what I'm talking about in terms of voice-to-skull. Voice-to-skull is basically a radar signal, which is slightly modified so that as you speak, the radar pulses are sent out, one for each wave of the wavy voice, like a voice trace on an oscilloscope. Each mm-hmm. wave on that oscilloscope picture transmits one radar pulse, and when that ends up being aimed at your head, you hear the voice fairly clearly. And
wow.
This was demonstrated back in 1973. It is not classified, but it certainly hasn't been promoted very much, so the public knows about it.
Another thing, here's a question I got regarding voice to skull and that sort of thing. Do you think it's possible for them to manipulate dreams?
Well, it is, because even playing a radio or TV near where you're snoozing can affect your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So that if they can beam voice to skull at you while you're dreaming, sure, easy to manipulate your dreams. No problem at all.
I'm not sure. Let's see. We have Ken in West Virginia on the line. Ken. Okay, I'll take Ken, and then I'll take Warner. Go ahead, Ken. You'll have to be quick.
Quick comment. I just have a quick comment. I lived overseas for a while and became a subject of suspicion, and I experienced many of the same techniques that she's describing. I lived in a little town, and they had people that I would normally associate, they had them all turned on me, and of course you can't do anything about it because they call you crazy and everything. So you're a foreigner in a country like that, so the best thing is to get out. So yeah, what she's talking about, it rings very, very true to me. I mean, not the high-tech stuff that, obviously this was 25 years ago, but if they'd have had it, they would have used it. So just want to say that everything she says
rings. You bring up a very important point, Ken, when you say get out. I mentioned earlier I wanted to talk a little bit about that. People have tried to move from one place to the other, haven't they, Eleanor? What's been the result of that? Has anybody been able to escape by moving?
Like I say, only about half a dozen total have claimed they escape, and we don't really know if it was permanent because they don't stay in touch. But people, most people would move to a different country even, will have this follow them. The language of the people will change, but the harassment tactics remain the same.
Mm. Anything else, Ken?
No, that's it. I just want to confirm what she's saying. It sounds rings true.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
In fact, you might contact Eleanor, and maybe you can work together to try to bring this information to light. You know, we need more awareness about this. Warner in Canada. Warner, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for getting disconnected there.
That's okay.
Listen, Miss Eleanor, she brought some of the basic points, but this is basically what I've seen over the years. It's basically organized crime. International, global, organized crime working toward one world government, just plain and simple. But one thing what we have to do at the local level, we have to hold the so-called experts who want to put us away in loony bins and so on, and the politicians and the police, we have to hold them accountable, put their names out in the open. Here, in this case, what I've encountered here with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, when you are aiding and abetting a crime, you are a criminal. And this is where the justice system has been in cahoots, as a whole, has been in cahoots with the organized stalkers. They either don't have the balls to do anything about it, this is what I said to the judge in court there last year, you know, or they are already part of this clandestine global movement.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Playing for keeps and moving from one country to another doesn't stop it.
And Warner's had his cattle targeted with these electronic weapons, Eleanor. It's made it very, very hard for him to, he does his ranching up there in Canada. It's been very, very difficult for him because he's been harassed like crazy.
I know, Darren. I know Warner, and he's one of our foremost warriors. Few people have fought as hard as he has.
Yeah.
Listen, staying with me right now. It's Renate Detel. She's from British Columbia. She tried to get away from it. But here in the Maritimes, it is just the same racket.
Yeah.
But as I say, the government wants to look as being the positive force, but they are not. Anyone in position of authority who stands up, he becomes a target. He or she become a target just the same.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Warner, we're out of time. I regret that you got disconnected earlier. Thank you, folks, for being with us. Eleanor, thank you so much, and hang in there. And we're going to have to bring you back and do this again real soon. It's been too long.
Great, Darren. Thank you for being such a good truth teller.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate that. And, folks, randomcollection.info/os.pdf. God bless you, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. We'll talk to you next week.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses,